This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik filling in for Mark Haney. When you think about Cincinnati editorial cartoonists, you might go back to the days of Jim Borgman in The Inquirer or Jeff Stoller in The Post. But there's a new artist in town. Kevin Necessary is regularly drawing editorial cartoons for WCPO.com. Since he's traveling today, he joins me on the phone to talk about the road his career took to bring him here. And this afternoon about how he comes up with the ideas for his cartoons. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or by sending us a question or a comment on Facebook or Twitter. You can email us talk@wvxu.org. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure to talk with you today. I have read a little bit about your background, and one of the stories I love the best is that you were so interested in cartooning that you snuck past security to get into Jim Borgman's office when you were in high school. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah. You know, I was, growing up as a native Cincinnatian, Borgman was just one of my biggest influences. And, back in the 90s, security was a little bit more lax, I think, at the Inquirer building. And I found myself downtown, and I had already sent Jim, probably dozens of drawings by that point. I went in, just kind of on my own, went up to 19. Someone, stopped me at the front desk. I asked for Jim Borgman, and they sent me to his office, and he was away at lunch. And I just sat there for probably a good 30 minutes or 40 minutes, just waiting nervously, sitting on my hands and trying not to, act overly excited that I was going to meet him. And he was a little surprised to find some 15-year-old kid sitting in his office.
But he didn't kick you out.
No, he actually, stayed there. He talked with me for a couple of hours. He gave me some materials to take home about being an editorial cartoonist. What's really funny is I was an intern at the Inquirer in 2000. And I had avoided Jim Borgman the entire time that I was there. And I was just embarrassed because, like, oh, my God, he's going to, think that, this crazy kid who, went up to his office when he was in high school is here and he's stalking him. And I think it was my last week that I was there that I was getting in the elevator and he happened to get on the elevator with me. And he just looks over at me and just says, "Aren't you the kid who used to go into my office a couple of years ago?" Like, that was me. But when I worked at the Inquirer from 2006 until 2009, Jim was and still is an amazing mentor and inspiration. He was always very kind and generous with his time, critiquing my art, getting me connected with other artists in Cincinnati. And to this day, if I have a question, all I have to do is email him, and very shortly thereafter, I get an email back from him. It's been a great relationship.
And did we just lose Kevin? It is possible. Something has happened to our phone line. We are talking this afternoon with Kevin Necessary. He is the editorial cartoonist for WCPO.com, and he is going to be joining us. We are working our very best to get him back on. We're going to take just a short break and give you a little information here about some of the other things going on at WVXU. And we have him back. Kevin's back. Are you there, Kevin?
Am I here?
Okay, there you are. Okay, we can go right on. I don't know what happened. That was a little alarming, but maybe it'll make a good cartoon someday. I don't know. Let's talk some more about, you talked about your background and, of course, working with Jim Borgman, but let's talk more about what you're doing now and the whole idea of being an editorial cartoonist. When you started out with WCPO.com, it was in sports, is that right?
Yeah. I think what they were wanting to do is just do is to see how people would respond to editorial cartoons, and so Cincinnati is a big sports town, and I started with doing the Reds in 2014 and just doing a Reds cartoon, and then that transitioned into doing a Bengals cartoon at the end of 2014, and then general editorial cartoons since this January. you know, there hasn't been a cartoonist doing multiple cartoons on regularly local topics, you know, since Borgman left. Now, there is another cartoonist here in town, Joe Hoffecker, at the Cincinnati Business Courier. But he publishes a cartoon just once a week in the Business Courier. Fantastic cartoonist. He's actually been around since 1987. But I think, you know, trying to get, you know, a little bit more of a broader spectrum with WCPO, you know, it was something new. It was something that they hadn't tried. And, yeah, they wanted to start with something that everyone knew, which was sports.
What has the reaction been to your cartoons there?
I think it's been great. You know, I know the WCPO has been very supportive of my cartoons. They keep sending me emails and saying, you know, how about this topic or how about that topic? And I've gotten a lot of really good public engagement, and they've gotten a lot of good public engagement through social media. And that's been something that I don't know if I was really expecting or if they were really expecting, the engagement that these cartoons have had with the readership and with the public.
Well, tell us and describe for us a couple of the cartoons that you've done that have really received the most engagement, the most comments, the most information from the people that are seeing them online.
Well, I'll go with one that probably got some of the snarkiest comments. I did one about the possibility of tolls on, you know, to fix the Brent Spence Bridge, and I am in favor of tolls, or at least finding a way to pay for it. And I got some pretty nasty comments. On the flip side, I found myself sort of tangentially involved in the tragedy of Sonny Kim.
Cincinnati police officer, you know, who was shot.
Yeah. I did a cartoon that day, and I also did one of firefighter Daryl Gordon as well.
Describe those for us, you know, for people. And I know it's hard because you're an artist, not necessarily a vocal artist. But if you can, describe what those cartoons look like for people that may not have seen them.
Well, on the day that Daryl Gordon was killed, I did a cartoon that had a black background with a Cincinnati firefighter's helmet and a quote about heroism. And the day that that Officer Kim was killed, I did one again, a black background, because I and everyone else in Cincinnati was in mourning, with a Cincinnati police shield with the blue and black mourning band around it, with just the caption "Thank you" underneath. And you know, those cartoons came from the heart. They were very immediate and very emotional for me to create. And you know, when I put them out there, I wasn't putting them out there, you know, in any way other than to say to them that I appreciate their sacrifices. And with especially with Officer Kim's memorial drawing, that got picked up really around the community. I was contacted by the funeral home, who asked me to send them a copy so that they could turn it into magnets, which was on the hearse that carried Officer Kim to the cemetery. And it just became sort of a symbol of that just unfortunate tragedy.
So your work really can be quite emotional for you. Is it difficult with that much emotion to be able to draw?
Yes. Yes. And I apologize. I don't, I'm terrible with names, but the when that 4-year-old girl was shot just about a month and a half ago, I spent just hours poring over the news. And, I didn't know this little girl. She lives across town from me. It's terrible that, all I could think of was how terrible it was that this is something that she's going to have to live with for the rest of her life. And it enraged me. And it got me to the point where, I was pacing around my house, absolutely enraged. And my wife had to come over, take away my cell phone, ban me from, any kind of news for the rest of the night, because I was getting angry, and I was trying to put that anger and that frustration into a drawing. And eventually, the next day that I did.
Tell us what that looked like.
It was a picture of a teddy bear surrounded by a number of bullet casings, and I think I did one bullet casing for each of the miners who had been shot in Cincinnati up to that point this year.
Now, you don't all of your drawings are not necessarily sad or filled with that kind of rage. You also put some humor out there. Are those harder or easier to do?
Oh, those are much easier. Those are much more fun. And I apologize for going straight to some of the more somber ones. And this is actually something that I've tried to carry on from Jim Boardman. And if you look back at Jim Boardman's work, there's a lot of humor and joy in his work. And one of the best things that he did was he was a reflection about Cincinnati, and I try to do that as well. I try to reflect Cincinnati, and I try to have Cincinnati as a character. And I love doing that stuff. I love going around and celebrating our city through our through my cartoons. One that I did just a couple of weeks ago I've created, where I started using the flying pig, which is Cincinnati's unofficial mascot, as a character in my cartoons. And I did one of this flying pig sitting at a bar, just saying, "Oh God, I'm tired of the Reds losing," and having a conversation with the bartender, and the bartender's like, "Well, football season's just around the corner, and the flying pig's getting really excited that football's here and the Bengals, and they're going to be great." And the bartender at the very end just says, they're going to blow it in the playoffs. And I was picking up on that cynicism. But what's actually funny was I was at lunch before I drew that cartoon. I was at lunch at Price Old Chili, and the people at the table next to me were hosting someone who must have been from out of town, because he was trying to get an update on the Reds and the Bengals, and I heard that conversation.
So you picked it right up out of the community.
I picked it right up, and I'm just like, that's great. Another one that I did just a few weeks ago, when there was that weird stock market crash that was tied to China, that was the big financial news of the week. But here in Cincinnati, what was the big financial news? That Frisch's had been bought, and people were wondering if Coke was going to be brought back to Frisch's. And that's, and that was one of those things where, people just started sending it out everywhere. And, I enjoy doing that.
Do you have a favorite character in Cincinnati that you like to draw? Some cartoonists over the years, love drawing Richard Nixon just because he could be such a caricature. Is there anyone in town that you really like to draw, or gosh, can't wait till you have an opportunity to draw?
Oh, there's a lot. I do enjoy drawing the mayor. I actually enjoy drawing Vice Mayor David Mann. He's fantastic. I've even sent my drawings, my sketches of him to Jim Boardman, who's...
for a little critique there.
For a little critique, and that's been fun. Lewis is great. I love drawing Marvin Lewis and Mr. Redlegs.
Who's already a cartoon, right? What about
already a cartoon? Yeah.
What about you did a drawing of the mayor not long ago, looking like Napoleon. I would assume you have to have a thick skin. I'm guessing. Do you get complaints? Do people take these things well? Are they happy to be featured, or do they take it poorly?
It all depends. When I used to live in Palm Springs, California, and I would draw cartoons there for the local paper, the Desert Sun, and I was drawing a series of cartoons about a mayoral race out there. And the candidates were a brother-in-law and sister-in-law. So that just gave me so much fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty brutal with them, you know, in the cartoons. And after the race ended, the sister-in-law who won invited me over to city council, and the brother-in-law who lost, asked for prints of my cartoons.
So that's the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, if I'm drawing someone, in my mind, I'm acknowledging that they're, they are worthy of being drawn, and they are newsworthy.
Is there anybody that's ever, or any topic that you find off limits that you just wouldn't touch?
No, I don't think so. If I found something off limits, then I wouldn't be, I probably wouldn't be doing my job. Now, I come at this from a journalistic perspective. I know that I'm doing opinion pieces, and with opinion pieces, I can get away with a little bit more. But what I try to do is I read the news, and if something affects me, then I put it out there. And if I was holding back, then, I don't think that I would be doing my job well. So as of yet, nothing has really, crossed my plate that I said, no, I'm just not going to touch that.
Is there anybody you're just waiting to draw? You wish you have a good reason to draw, but it hasn't come, it hasn't happened yet.
Wow. That's a good question.
Or maybe you'll find out once you get to draw.
When you do something, newsworthy, or, you do something absolutely crazy, I can't wait to draw you.
Uh-oh.
I will say that I'm going to miss drawing Chief Blackwell. One person that I didn't get a chance to really draw is former Mayor Mark Mallory. I've drawn sketches of him, and the great thing about Cincinnati is it seems like the people who are in power or the people who are newsworthy are very interesting to people to draw.
What makes a person interesting to draw?
Well, it's a combination. I think it's something. It has to be something with a face. For instance, with the mayor and the vice mayor. With the mayor, he's got those great eyebrows. They're very expressive. With David Mann, that hair is just great. I love drawing that hair, and he's got this little squint. Manager Harry Blatt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Marvin Lewis is great to draw. What's great about Marvin Lewis?
His sideline scowl. You look at photos of him on in press conferences and just talking with players and other people. And he's got this big grin, but I love. You're watching a game and it cuts to him on the sidelines. And he's got this very determined scowl, which just, is just fantastic.
Well, perhaps we'll be seeing more of that as the season continues. How often are your cartoons on the website, WCPO.com?
What I do is at least 3 a week. And one of those cartoons is a caption cartoon or a caption contest cartoon. So that gets put up on Facebook, and I'll draw a scene or characters that are usually newsworthy or something in the news. And we invite people to come to WCPO's Facebook page and enter their own captions. And at the end of the week, we do an aggregate of who gets the most likes.
We're out of time, Kevin. I got to interrupt you. But thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. It's a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I've been talking with WCPO.com editorial cartoonist Kevin Necessary. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Kevin Rowinski. Archives of our program are available on our website, WVXU.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in for Mark Haney.